The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, broken in a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad out of bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. Yard live in the Farrell Appalachia, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny's still in the hospital, but every single day she tells me to bring her a fresh piece of flour, otherwise known as Burkle Mother Herb, in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, check it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tad, and my brain's just splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shag out, hoo. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. It's toll-free, 844-843-6879. Again, toll-free. That means you don't have to pay. 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So I'm watching some of these games that we were just going through in terms of the litany of scores. But the bottom line is I gave up on the Celtics because they're losing. That's the end of that. All right. So that's a done deal. 117-109, they lose to the Jazz. I went for it tonight with the Celtics and ripped it up. That's all there is to it. So I switched over to the Knicks game. They're up with just under 7 minutes to go in Philadelphia, 87-83. They lead the Sixers. Certainly the Sixers are without Embiid, so they're just not the same team, right? I mean, bottom line. Oh, man, Randall just got violently fouled and hammered and thrown to the floor by Dwight Howard. A massive foul. Randall went in to try to finish him off, and he lost his balance because he was in the air, and he got lit up by Howard. And, I mean, he got thrown down hard. He's lucky if he's not injured on this play. He fell backwards, landed on his hip, his right cheek, hard. Wow, that was intense. But play goes on. He gets up, and they're going to be carrying on here, no problem. That was just an absolutely brutal hit by Dwight Howard on Randall. And now Randall turns it over on the inbounds play. Oh, what a block at the rim. Oh, what a block by Noel at the rim. Unbelievable. I got action here, Mafia. I went from that crappy Celtic game to some violence here in Philly. Oh, Noel with another block, but it was goaltending. Two-point game, 87-85. Knicks up. Nerlens Noel getting involved at the rim. That was clearly a goaltend on a Simmons shot that was going down in the hole either way. So Knicks with a 2-point lead. And we got a good one going on in Philly. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline. It's Pharrell on the bench. Anyway, here's what else is happening. The Heat up 101, 84 on the Cavs, 6:43 left. The Bulls are up big on the Thunder, 117-94, 4 minutes left. And the Hawks lead the Rockets 112-105 with a minute and a half left in H-Town. So we got action in the NBA tonight. After the Jazz Celtics now, they'll start up the Pelicans Blazer game, the Moda in Rip City on TNT. And meanwhile, down the coast in Lipstick City, the Lakers are taking on the T-Wolves, laying 7.5. L.A. favored Portland, laying 2 to the Pelicans in the game on national television. We'll keep our eyes on that one as well. Also, hockey. I went for it tonight. A couple things happened, I see. Both the Islanders and Canes winning streaks are going to end tonight. The Red Wings just beat the Canes 4-2. The Islanders lost to the Capitals 3-1. Glad I took that goal and a half with the Capitals because I thought the Islanders would win the game. But they finally lost a 10-game winning streak. Is that what they won, Mafia, 10 or 11? I think they were going for 11. Mafia refusing to cooperate with the Islanders' win streak, being a Ranger fan. When I asked him how many they won in a row, he said something like that. He just doesn't care about the Islanders at all and wishes ill will on the franchise and Carver High and their coaching staff and their families. The Devils beat the Sabres 3-2. I hit that. The Bruins 2-1 over the Penguins at PPG in Pittsburgh. I hit that. How about the Ducks beating the Avs 4-2? I said on Coast to Coast today, give me the goal and a half with the Ducks. And the Lightning lead the Stars in the second 2-1 in Dallas. We got a lot going on tonight, plus Rick Haro coming up later on the bench.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
That's the problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. So the Wild up 2-0 on the Coyotes, 10.5 left in the game. The Lightning lead the Stars 2-1 after two. Ducks up 4-2 on the Avs in Denver with the second period just basically a minute in. So we'll see what happens there. And then as far as the NBA goes, keeping an eye on scores, the Sixers are up 92-89, but Randle's at the line for New York. And makes it. It's a 2-point game, 92-90. Sixers up, 4 minutes left and rolling. Heat up 103-88 on the Cavs. Bulls are going to beat the Thunder. They're up 121-98 with a minute left. And the Hawks checked in. They beat the Rockets 119-107. The Rockets lose every night. By the way, the Islander, going back to that, they were going for their 10th win in a row. And the Canes were going for their 9th win in a row. And then they both lost tonight. Can you figure that out? I just want to see. That game was in D.C., And the other game was in Detroit. They lost to the Red Wings, the Canes 4-2, and the Capitals beat the Islanders 3-1. So there you go. And now these late night West Coast games are going to start: Pelicans, Blazers, and the T-Wolves and Lakers. So it's all happening. And then we were on today talking about the NFL. I mean, how crazy was that today? It just the free agency window opened up. And as of, you know, Wednesday, they're going to start doing deals like crazy. Now, they've already got, I mean, they can sign all these deals, right? And they got a lot of players still haven't landed jobs yet that people are going to have interest in. And then a lot of the deals are already done, and they've been, you know, landing players like crazy. I think the, obviously the big story today was the late afternoon deals where you get new quarterbacks for the Bears, and you get movement. I think what it, Brissett went to Miami, and then obviously Andy Dalton went to the Bears. I don't think people are excited about that in Chicago, because they gave him a one-year, $10 million deal, right? And then Tyrod Taylor got a deal in Houston. He got a one-year deal for $12.5 million in the middle of all that Deshaun Watson saga. And then Brissett got a one-year deal after Fitzpatrick signed with the Washington football team. So those quarterbacks all moved. And as far as Chicago goes, they had Trubisky and Foles, and then they go out and get Andy Dalton, of all things. We all know the story is that they wanted to get Russell Wilson, and they were not able to pry Wilson from the Seahawks. They were not able to get a deal with Seattle, and Seattle has vehemently denied that they're trading Russell Wilson. And now that that's over with in Chicago, I mean, they're not going to trade him to the Bears now. And they still have Foles, and they end up with, you know, Ginger, your boy Dalton. So I can't fathom. I'm with the, frankly, you know, I don't think he's the worst quarterback I've ever seen, for sure. He, you know, he certainly won his fair share of games in Cincinnati. And I don't think he was to blame for anything that went wrong in Dallas. When they lost Dak Prescott, he got thrown into a tough situation. But I thought he was decent in Cincinnati, for sure. They went to a lot of playoff games and lost. But he went there. He got it done several times. They had decent teams. He did a decent job, I think, overall. But boy, is he not getting a pass in Chicago. Unless I'm mistaken, from what I'm hearing and seeing, the, you know, Bears fans just aren't into it. Because why would you be? When they tease you for a month that you're going to get Russell Wilson and swing a big deal to get him. And I know they weren't going to trade Trubisky for him. You wonder what they would have tried to deal for him is what I want to know. But they didn't succeed, and now they end up with Andy Dalton. And I mean to tell you, that just does not sound promising to me in Chicago, because if the guy – all right, look, he doesn't turn the ball over a lot. I'll give him that. He's solid in terms of he's not stupid any more than Fitzmagic is, and I think he'll do fine in D.C. And I think Dalton will do okay in Chicago, but nothing more than that. And okay doesn't cut it. Being average doesn't cut it. Fair to Midland. Above average, you know, whatever. I mean, they were already that to begin with. They were a playoff team, right? They backed in, and Trubisky was benched. Foles was worse. They went back to Trubisky. He got him in. He was not bad down the stretch. You can say that much for him. And then they got smoked. And then they got rid of him. I mean, the bottom line is when they signed Dalton today and they Foles is under contract, they're getting rid of Trubisky. He's out of there. So you wonder where he'll go to back up. I suggested today, and I doubt it'll happen. Who knows? But, you know, Denver's looking. They wanted Deshaun Watson. Does anyone actually believe they're getting Deshaun Watson in Denver? And in San Francisco, it's Garoppolo, but there was talk that, you know, the Niners wanted Deshaun Watson. There was talk of the Bears and the Jets. The only place that I see feasible for Deshaun Watson, for me, it has been the Jets, based on that number two pick and whatever else they want to send him. Whether that's Quinnen Williams, more draft picks, on top of the second pick in the draft. Sam Darnold, I mean, throw the whole kitchen sink at him and every pick you have and in the future, and you might get him. I still believe that Caserio is taking phone calls on Deshaun Watson. I do believe that. But I don't see, you know, you look at going back to Trubisky, where's he going to go? I don't think Watson's going to Denver. Why not Trubisky? I think Trubisky's as good as, and I'm just going to say it, I think he's as good as Locke. I mean, does anyone really think that Locke is some great quarterback? No. People can say whatever they want about Trubisky. I don't think he's, Joe Montana. I just think the guy's, you know, he's decent. I don't think he's as horrible as the Bears fans have made him out to be, or the media in Chicago, or the national media. I think he needs a fresh start for sure, but I don't think he's finished yet. I think he can go somewhere and back up. I think he can go somewhere and play. I could see him going there. All these other jobs are getting gobbled up. We'll talk to Rick Haro next, our sports business and legal insider on Sports Grid.
People. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last in dignity.
You're listening to Barrett on the Bench.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench. Rick Haro is our sports business and legal insider on the network and on Pharrell on the Bench, as well as our TV show Coast to Coast, which you can see every day, Monday through Friday at 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 West Coast time. We bring him in now from Florida, Mr. Haro. I want to start with the basically the point where I left off today. I was unable to finish my thought on the importance of Oreo cookies. I believe that Oreos has, just been a huge influence in people's lives. And then now with the addition of not only double stuffed vanilla, the yellow Oreos, which have become a huge hit, which I think are actually better than the chocolate ones. But now the addition of Breyers has the Oreo ice cream, which is just fantastic. Now, my son opened up an Oreo ice cream and noticed that half of it was gone. And it had a distinct angle that there had been someone digging into the bowl straight down and working a quarter of the pint of ice cream with just it appeared that the spoon had just kept going down and digging out a chunk of the ice cream and taking the entire right end of the pint and it was gone. And he looked at me and said, "Were you eating the ice cream?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Did you eat it out of the pint with a spoon?" And I said, "Yes." And then he left the room and wouldn't eat the ice cream anymore, and then demanded that I go and buy him a new pint of Oreo ice cream, which I did. I got him two because he didn't want to eat the same one as his old man that had dug a spoon in the ice cream and eaten in these trying times, Rick, with COVID and everything else. Should I be worried that my son is unwilling to share a pint of ice cream with me at this point in my life?
Yes, because you gave him positive reinforcement. If every time he asks you about something and you admit it, then you get him two of the same thing, man, what a game. What if you step in his car and he doesn't like it, then you go buy him two. That doesn't end well for you.
I will tell you that he does a drive now. And originally when I had my car, I said to him that I was going to let him have the car. And he said that he didn't want the car. And I said, "Why not?" And he said, "It's old." And I said, "It's in mint condition." And Rick, you've seen me drive my car. I keep really good care of it. It's a very well-kept, constant, synthetic oil. I do everything, get it washed. I have WeatherTech in it. I keep good care of it. It's in mint condition. Sure enough, when he started driving the car, now he likes the car. But he didn't want any part of the car. What he wanted was a new car. He wanted a new car. And as you know, Rick, I am not buying some snot-nosed kid. I don't care how. He's straight A's, all honors. He's like you at Harvard. Straight A's, all honors. He can get into any college he wants. He's already taken the SAT once and got a gigantic score. And all I know is he wanted a new car, and I refuse to give him a new car. Rick, am I making the right decision in not letting him have a new car, but giving him my old car with 158,000 miles on it?
I think, yeah, all right, so is this Dr. Phil today?
We'll get into all the other stuff. Hold on. We'll get into all the other stuff that's important when we get to it, because we got a lot of time here to talk. It's important that we get the Oreo stuff and the family stuff and the problems out of the way first, as you know.
No, if family stuff and Oreo stuff, it's all linked. And here's the answer to it. If I had a choice of requiring myself to buy two of something for a child, and as you know, I have a daughter that I've put through Harvard Law School, so I've got to go sell blood on the street to pay for the mortgage.
Yeah.
I'm used to paying significant dollars, right? I mean, you know that. The kid's going to go to an Ivy, and he's going to he's going to save the world, but you're going to pay for it. And thankfully, Sports Grid allows you to do that, which is a good thing for everybody.
So what is,
but if you're
what
going
is
to do
the guy?
Two of something,
wait, what is the
guy? Yeah, are you going to finish? Or,
hold on. No, because it's very important. You're talking about your daughter. It's very important that I remember this in the middle of your conversation, that she went to Harvard. Now, the other one, so one went to Harvard Law. The other one went to North Carolina, right?
Correct. Right.
Okay.
Went to Duke and Harvard Law.
Right.
And the other, North Carolina. Right.
Okay. So the one that went to Duke then went to Harvard Law. The one that went to North Carolina, did she go to law school too?
No. She's a nurse practitioner. So she met her Duke boyfriend / husband, and happily ever after going to schools on the other side of Tobacco Road. And this year I feel really, really bad that we're celebrating the fact that Coach K is not in the tournament. I really thought he would have gotten in. We can go back to the Oreo story in a second. But didn't you think there was a chance that there was not a conspiracy, but that the tournament committee was going to let a 13-11 COVID-related, couldn't go any further team in the tournament, get everybody upset, but at least let them in?
I thought if they won one more game in that ACC tournament, if the night they got banned or that they quit or that they got COVID or one of them got COVID, when it all got shut down and they were done playing along with Virginia, when that happened, I thought if they win one more game, they were going to the NCAA tournament. So, I thought they would have got in.
Yeah,
but here's the more
FSU,
interesting.
By the way,
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I don't think they were going to win that game. So anyway, let me say this. We had a guest on yesterday that was the CFO of this Fandex company. That's the stock market. You know, we're partners with them now, right? The Fandex. So the guy comes on.
Cool company.
And,
right? Cool company, by the way.
Yeah, very cool guy. Now, Mafia, do you remember his last name? It's we kept calling him Teriyaki Sauce because his name is so hard to remember. Nice. But he was really nice. I liked the guy a lot.
Teriyakian.
Teriyakian was his name. So we called him Ed Teriyakian Sauce, and I'm sure he didn't like that. But you know how I am. So everyone has a nickname. But the guy, listen to this. You won't believe it. The guy is he's the CFO of that company, but he's also a professor at Duke. And he lives in Durham. So I started on the air talking about you having a daughter that went to Duke and that my father went to Duke. And I said, the only thing good about my father dying was I didn't have to listen to him talk about Duke anymore after 55 years. So I've been hearing it for 55 years at the Duke. And you know, he was so disappointed I went to Indiana. He wanted me to go to Duke. I couldn't have got into Duke if I ran naked through their campus. But the bottom line is,
could have doubled your SATs, maybe doubled.
That's true. But I'll tell you a story about the SATs in a second. I will say this, that in the middle of the show, I did say to the guy that my friend, Rick Haro, who does our sports business on the network, I said he went to Harvard and he and his daughter went to Duke. And I believe that Rick is smarter than you and his daughter. And I did say that on the air. Mavia, did I not say that? I said, Rick Haro is smarter than you because he went to Harvard and you and his daughter went to Duke, which is amateur hour compared to Harvard. That's what I said to him. And that got him all ruffled. The guy got all ruffled.
He insulted the guest right on the air.
I said, you and all the rest of those Dukies, including Haro's daughter, are undereducated.
But now he's ruffled on to me. I mean, you do that on your own accord all the time. But now,
listen,
you know, if I have to go to Duke and run into a guy who calls himself Teriyaki Sauce that's upset at me, I didn't do anything. You did.
Listen, he's a great guy. He's a fan of the show. He's listened to me for like 20 years. And I said to him, well, his daughter went to Duke. And then she had to go to Harvard to go get her law degree because she couldn't get a good education in Durham. So she had to, like, that was just like 4 years of waste of money. And then she had to actually go to a real school to get an education. And he didn't like that either.
That's not a bad comment. By the way, one quick story. You know, she told me when she got into Harvard, and I was so proud that she would follow in my footsteps. She said, you know, I'm not really sure I want to do that because the experience of going to Duke Law School would have given me some perspective. I said, perspective? You just want to be another Cameron Crazy for 3 more years. You want to paint your face and you want to sit up, jump up and down like you did for 4 years. No, I'm going to pay triple the tuition and you're going to Harvard. How's that?
Wow. So here's my story about the SAT. I'm sure you'll be surprised to hear this. The day I took the SATs in Pittsburgh, my friend and his brother, we drove up to the school to take the test in his Jeep and we smoked pot the entire way there. And I still got a 1250. And the worst part of it was I never got any liquid the whole 3 hours. So you're not allowed to get up from your seat and go out and get a drink or anything.
Right.
So I did the entire 3-hour SAT with just massive cement mouth after smoking pot the entire way to the school. I'll be right back with Rick Haro.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench with Scott Ferrell on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
ass beat. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
You're listening to Barrett on the Bench.
Rick Haro's been doing my show for 20 years. He won't admit that he knows me publicly to anyone. The other day, he told me he was going golfing with Gary Bettman, and I was on the phone with him, and I said, you know, I'm really good friends with Gary. I go way back when then Mafia and I know him. I used to go over and do a show at the NHL store when he was doing NHL radio on Sirius, and I was on Howard 101, and he used to always love seeing us, and we'd go in there and hang out with him. And I said, make sure you say hi to him for me and tell him I send my best. And Rick's like, yeah, no problem. Then when Rick hung up the phone, he's like, I wouldn't mention knowing you to him if you paid me. That's what he said to his dog when he hung up the phone on me. Like he would ever tell Gary Bettman that he knew me. Harold won't admit that he knows me after I just told him I smoked pot the entire way to the SAT exam in high school. He's very disappointed in me. He never did any of that when he was getting admitted to Harvard. He had no time for shenanigans like smoking reefer. But he did like the fact that I got a 1250 while I was baked. I did a bad cotton mouth, though,
hey,
that
listen,
whole day.
Hey, have you unmuted me? So I just want to tell you, the beauty of you smoking reefer on the way to the exam is I'm not sure if you would have had a 1300 or a 900 had you not smoked. Because we all know you're a genius. I do tell people, and I've told you this, is that you have a lot of Robin Williams in you. Unfortunately, Robin Williams is no longer with us, so I'm not sure that's a compliment.
So in other words, you're saying that you think that I have high potential to be dead soon.
No, I didn't quite say that. We all have a chance to be dead soon.
So what was it like poisoning your dog?
Oh, my God. He's sitting here right next to me. He's a little bit listless. He's also really upset because I think he understands that it's not him that caused it. He just puts the food in front of him that is given to him. And it was heartworm medicine. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious about this. Every dog has heartworm medicine. It's supposed to be applied topically. That means put it on his coat. I did, but the vial went down to the floor. He licked it. You look at the box, and it says side effects for ingestion could be tremors, dizziness, uncontrollable
suicide.
Cancer, and maybe
suicide.
That's not good. No, suicide would be the owner. That would be the owner. So we rushed him. I rushed him to the hospital, and he's all right, but you're looking at me like, why did you do that to me? So I have to publicly apologize to him.
So let's hit the.
You know my dog's name Duke. You know my dog's name.
Yeah.
Duke, right. I'm going to change.
Also unfortunate.
Tar Heel, or maybe Iona. Maybe I'll change it to Iona. Maybe Grand Canyon. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Iona, you could call him Patino.
Yeah, call him Little Patino and Big Patino. One of these days. We talk about buyouts as a condition of the sports business. We're gonna, we'll add up. Maybe for next week, I will add up the total number of bought out contracts. I heard your stuff. Now that I'm more involved with the network officially, I was driving back from Jacksonville today and did nothing but 204 all day, and I was listening to your, railing against Archie Miller. So. And I agree, he's going to end up somewhere, and somebody's going to, buy out a contract, and that's part of the deal. You can add up the total number of buyout dollars at a time where you least can afford it, and you realize how important it is to represent college coaches. If you're doing a good job representing them, you put a big number on the table, you guarantee those dollars, you make it difficult for the school to terminate them, or at least for the first booster to do it, then the next booster does what he does.
Well, the next booster, they actually had one pay his buyout. The bottom line is, yeah. Is that the word is that some rich philanthropist paid for that buyout and said, I'll pay it. Just get rid of him. And that guy paid the freight.
That's the way it's working. But I know you're a big fan. I could tell when I was listening to you today. You're a big fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of that hack. I just think he did a great job butchering Indiana's basketball program for the last 4 years. It seemed like 40 years to me watching that guy coach in Bloomington. I got to tell you, I never thought for one minute when they got him that it would go as badly as it did. I never thought that. I believed in him when he left Dayton. He had won at Dayton like nobody's business. And he did a great job at Dayton. And at Indiana, he did the exact opposite. He did a terrible job. He was exposed at Indiana. And it's, you know, I agree with people that say it's a results business sports. And if you don't win, you get fired. And that's how the cookie crumbles. CBS Sports and Turner Sports laid out tech specs for a March Madness Live, the streaming and second screen destination for the tournament, debuting an all new design and cohesive multi-platform viewing experience. What does this all mean? So CBS and Turner, what are they doing at their tech specs and their March Madness Live? What does that all mean?
Well, they got new sponsors as well. AT&T 5G, they're doing everything, and Nissan. And they're putting together some multi-platform viewing experience where it's bigger than you've ever seen. I'm kind of excited about Friday now. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, which is incredible. But you'll be able to see different camera angles, different perspectives, and the sponsors are now buying off on different kinds of things. You remember when Amen Corner debuted at the Masters, and people
right.
said, well, will people watch it? Of course they will. And also sponsors are not paying for it, which is cool.
So let me ask you this question. Can you believe the Masters is in like, I mean, what is tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day for the love of the Irish. And then isn't it in like, what is it? 4 weeks, 5 weeks or something like that. And the Masters
week
starts?
Of April 8, 9, 10, 11, right there. Right after Final Four. What a great week in sports. You know, last year would have been, the Final Four in Atlanta and then the Masters in Augusta. That'll happen again eventually, but it doesn't really matter where the Final Four is that weekend. And then the next weekend is Augusta. And I think I'm probably going to end up going because, you know, I broke my streak this year in November, did not want to go because of COVID. But now with the double vaccine, I'm going to treat myself to that. That's the first major event people have to go to. If you're doing a bucket list and people are listening and you have the ability to go to one sporting event in the U.S. in your life, don't you think the Masters is right up there?
Well, I certainly think that the Masters is right up there. I would say, you know, that's a great question in terms of what would I choose for experiences. Now, I'm not a fan at all of IndyCar racing, but there is nothing like going to the Indianapolis 500. I mean, that is an absolute rush. Cars doing 250 miles an hour flying by you is insanity. And everything about it, the 500,000 people there, you've never been at anything in your life where there's 500,000 people at a sporting event. It's just the craziest thing you've ever gone to in your life. I did it 13 times just because it was so exotic. I just thought it was just unbelievable. I was like, I have never been to a party this big in my life. And, you know, I did it when I was young and when I partied and drank and things like that. I just had the best time in the world at that thing. I've told you and I've been to a lot of NASCAR races. They're fun, too. But I never, you know, it's the weirdest thing that I would say to the Indianapolis 500 in terms of sporting events, because I've been to everything. You've been to even more than me. I've been to 4 Olympics. I've been to, you know, Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, World Series, Super Bowls. And I would put the Masters up there, and I would put the Indianapolis 500. I'd put the Kentucky Derby in there. That's an experience that everybody should see. The Final Four is definitely something everybody should go to. Once, I mean, it's just crazy. I think the Olympics, and especially when you go somewhere else, like I went in the States to Atlanta and Salt Lake and Los Angeles, but I also went to the Olympics in Athens, and I thought going to Athens was way better than going to the Olympics in America. You know what I mean? I thought going to another country, you've been to another country to the Olympics. Would you agree with that?
Totally agree. I was there with Greg Norman in Australia. How about that? I mean, that was a great you know, being there around him, with him in Australia, Olympics, great there. Trying to figure out how to get final clearance to go to Tokyo. If I do, we'll do daily reports from there. And that's going to be an incredible event just because of the comeback scenario and how many people they're allowing in or not, but they're changing that every day. So, and by the way, the Winter Olympics, I was in Torino for that one, and to be up in the top of the Alps to watch the downhill for the Winter Olympics, that was a trip.
That had to be a trip. Now, are you seriously planning on going to Tokyo?
Yeah, I'm really going to try. I mean, I'm trying. I'm doing paperwork, and I've got to figure out what to do with that because, you know, the restrictions are changing every day. And I've made a decision that, assuming I can pull the strings I need to pull, I will go and maybe go for a week and a half. Or maybe even longer. But
you're vaccinated. Yeah. So isn't it like anyone that's vaccinated will be allowed to go?
No, it's not as clear on that one. You got to have certain credentials and certain protocol. It certainly helps when you're vaccinated. And I do think that at the end of the day, I'm going to get to go, but it's not final yet. And I have until July 28. So, you know, and the big problem is that the hotel accommodations are difficult anyway, although you're going to have maybe 20% of the people going that would have gone. So that's not going to be as big an issue. But Summer Olympics are amazing because when you go, it's not just the mega events. Of course, you want to see swimming, and of course, you want to see gymnastics, right, and you want to see basketball. But I know this sounds weird, but fencing was crazy because I wanted to see people, you know, cut each other up. Table tennis is amazing because it's hard to believe that people can really do that stuff. But the weird stuff, the weird events are what the Olympics are all about.
So real quick, I got 45 seconds. How about the NFL and stadiums, leagues using their stadiums for the vaccine sites and clinics? How's that going for these leagues and all these teams? Do they like participating in that?
Yeah, it's going really well, and it's a good way to end because when you think about public money for stadiums and infrastructure and what happens, Katrina told us about how important stadiums are as a refuge point, like in New Orleans, but this brings it to a whole new level. Everybody in the NFL is participating in this. You see Hard Rock with the cars lined up. You feel really good that they're being put to use in the right circumstances. It's really good.
All right, Rick, great stuff. We'll see you again next week on Coast to Coast and on the Bench. Congrats on your deal with Sports Grid and all that you're doing for the network. I'll see you next week.
All right, man. Later.
All right, there he is, Rick and his dog, Duke. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
You're listening to Barrett on the Bench.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench. That was Ricardo with us waxing up. And I'm watching the Pelicans right now up 51-35 now after Bledsoe hits a three. So they're working the Blazers right now at the Moda in Rip City. And I'll say this, CJ McCollum is back in the lineup after being cleared to play. I didn't think he would play tonight. I thought he was just cleared today for contact and, you know, being back with the team, practicing and get ready to play any day now. Instead, Mafia tells me he's been practicing. And that he was cleared today to play, and he's playing tonight. And from what I'm seeing, it doesn't matter that he's playing tonight. So I had talked earlier about Deshaun Watson and, you know, the Broncos, the Niners. You know, the Bears had been on that list. The Jets had been on that list. The Saints had been on that list. And, of course, the Texans had vehemently denied it nonstop. And then we know for a fact that the Saints have re-signed Famous Jameis and Taysom Hill. I think those are their quarterbacks. Now, they gave them both. I mean, they restructured Taysom Hill's deal. It's like worth $140 million. And then this famous Jameis deal is $12 million for 1 year. You know, what are they going to do? They're not. First of all, if I were the Texans, I would no more trade Deshaun Watson for famous Jameis than fly a kite or Taysom Hill. Nor do I think the Saints would trade Taysom Hill. Obviously, they would trade Taysom Hill for Deshaun Watson. But the Texans aren't that stupid. Now they're saying the latest Deshaun Watson would play for the Niners or the Broncos. I don't think the Texans want Garoppolo.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.